So today's scripture reading is from the first chapter of Matthew. And when I was given the copy from Rachel, I was really hoping I'd show up today and there would be a Christmas miracle and it would be a different, but alas, it is this one. anybody here, Bishop Spong people, any chance? Okay, so a few. I know Donna is, so I was hoping she'd be here today too. So I was listening to one of Bishop Spong's talks at Chautauqua, and he referred to this chapter as the 16 most boring verses of the New Testament. But through that sermon, through that talk, I think there is something there that is very special about these 16 verses. So I'm just going to be curious if anybody can pick out three facts as I read through these 16 verses. What's that? Yes, John says yes, so, all right. And I'm hoping it's the same facts that that Bishop Spong said, otherwise there could be more facts, I don't know. So bear with me here. An account of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. And Judah, the father of Perez, and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez, the father of Hezron, and Hezron, the father of Aram, and Aram, the father of Anadab, and Anadab, the father of Nashan, and Nashan, the father of Salmon, and Salmon, the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz, the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. And King David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah. And Solomon, the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam, the father of Abijah, and Abijah, the father of Asaph, and Asaph, the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram, and Joram, the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah, the father of Jotham, and Jotham, the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh, the father of Amos, and Amos, the father of Josiah, and Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers, at the time of the deportation to Babylon. That's three sentences. A little space here. Right. Yep. Yep. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Salathiel, and Salathiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abed, and Abed the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Akim, and Akim the father of Elad, and Elad the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Matan, and Matan, the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Joseph. We're getting somewhere. And Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, and who is called the Messiah. All right, here's your quiz. Who are the three people here that I'm talking about that are really amazing in this scripture? Okay, it's related to David. There's actually, so, you know, by the paternal bloodlines in the Bible, typically it's all about guys. And what we're finding in this scripture, there are some women showing up in here. And so we can think back to Rahab. We can think of Tamar. One, Ruth, yep. Someone who really annoys me that they're not in here, we refer to her as the wife of Uriah, the woman who was forced to conceive through coercion and then had her husband murdered on the battlefield. What I read into this is that Ted so gallantly spoke about being with the oppressed, being with them. We talk about Christ being with the prostitutes and with the oppressed. In this scripture, we find out that Christ is not only with them, but he is of them. He is of their stock. And I think this is a very powerful, boring 16 verses, but there's a lot in there. So thank you for tolerating that. And it's a lot better than the Song of Solomon from last time. So, yeah. Thank you. Yes.
There's another genealogy in there, and I wonder where you stand on this further controversy.
Well, you do link to, I'm assuming you're talking about like the idea of the Immaculate Conception is where I'm at with it. I'm just, I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but the theology behind the idea was Mary conceived immaculately, or where do these genes come through? So there's a lot of cool history digging in there about where we are today if people take the virgin birth narrative as a literal story that she was a virgin, or if it is a myth, if we misread that myth and we miss a huge part of that story of Christ's life. So Bishop Spong's book reviews the book of Matthew, and it's called A Gentile Heresy. So check that book out. That's the subtitle. Words escape me on the main title right now, but it really does dive through the book of Matthew through a Hebrew account and the idea that it was written to be read in a temple or a synagogue. And so we miss the whole point. So there you go. There's your homework. There's your challenge. So, and with that, it is now time for hymn 131. Thank you.